la la. So that's pump and mine. I don't read my dollar bill.
Moving backwards in time. Finish up with Blind Willie Johnson doing Nobody's. It's Nobody's Fault But Mine. And you know that Led Zeppelin borrowed that. Yeah. Before that, your Book of White doing Shake 'Em On Down, another song Led Zeppelin incorporated into their boogie medley. And that was by Book of White from a great compilation I picked up most recently. Mississippi Blues Giant is called. Start off with Gene Ellison doing You Can Make It If You Try, which is on 12 by 5 or Rolling Stones number 2, right around there. I had to dig around and look to confirm that. And I don't know anything else by Gene Ellison. That's it. Now I have to look and go down that rabbit hole. Jay McShann doing Confessing the Blues, another song the Stones covered. Yeah, very well, too. And it's interesting that the Stones didn't just cover Mississippi or Chicago blues. They branched out into some more sophisticated stuff. I guess they wanted some credibility. But they had some good taste, too. And it shows coming back 60 years later hearing those songs. They were picking the good ones. And James Carr in there. Stones didn't cover him, but that's a classic song, Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. And that filled up the hour. It's 5:02. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by a large jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jewelers, offering innovative fine jewelry handcrafted by individual artists using recycled precious metals, custom designs, repairs, appraisals, and heirloom jewelry reproduction services are available. Open daily at 42 West Main in downtown Bozeman, or online at alarjewelry.com. Rootbound Arborist, providing communities with quality tree care and a dedication to conserving Montana's public lands and natural resources. On the web at rootboundarborist.com or phone 551-5623. And thirdly, Steep Mountain Tea House, offering hot and cold classic teas from around the world, homemade chai lattes, bubble tea, and bulk loose leaf tea. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Located at 402 East Main Street in Bozeman. And online at steepmtnt.com. Phone 577-2740. Tell them Ron sent you. Going to burn through this next hour. It goes by pretty quick. I wait 2 weeks and then it's all over. But that's the way it should be, because then I'm dying to come back in 2 weeks to do it again. And it's never routine. And it may be familiar, but it's not always going to be comfortable. But I'm aware. I'm not going to force you to reach over for the volume knob. But I'm going to make you lean in and listen close, because I'm going to play something different. This is from a band that actually had a hit in America, and then they changed their name and became 10cc, and later had a couple of huge hits. But this is Hot Legs.
The flies among
shades of pop music, leaning towards experimental in some cases. Start off with Hot Legs from the album that's called You Didn't Like It Because You Didn't Think of It, at least in Europe. In America, it was called Hot Legs Stinks, I believe. And it had the same cover as that Alice Cooper album. So it's called School's Out with the School Desk. Same idea. We heard Amo Amwa. And that's the Godly and Krem, who were in 10cc and then went off on their own as Godly and Krem and made some really fantastic, crazy records. And worked with Paul McCartney even, or via his brother, Michael McCartney. And did TV commercials. It was quite the pair until they fell out. Flash in the Pan, that's Vanden Young, another great pair of songwriters. You know them from the Easy Beats, and they helped put together AC/DC and Half a Whiskey Sour and a bunch of other groups like that. Marcus Hooker Old Band, all the same guys, just putting out records under different names and doing it really well. And that the Flash in the Pan stuff is really nice, especially that first one. It's a spectacular record. You heard Walk in the Rain from that one. Total Obscurity. You might not even be able to find it on Discogs. Kevin McCann, Australian. I think he only put out two records. And I only know about it because record collector extraordinaire Jim Dixon down in Australia pointed me to it. And I was able, he sent it to me or gave it to me. It came from him. I couldn't send away for it, find it online to buy. He hand-delivered a copy to me. And it's a good one. You heard What a Scene is the name of that song. He wrote himself. And there's nobody can track him down. One of those mystery people. A band we know about, the Model Rockets from Seattle. That's John Ramberg's band. Their Shapeshifter single. And finish up the Permatons doing Something on My Mind from their Permatons EP. Great band from Alabama, I believe. Super duper. Just love them. It's 5:23. I got the rest of the show planned out. I'm carefully doing clock math here so I get it just right, because that's what it takes to do these things. So while I'm getting organized, let's see. This is what you need to know.
When the weather is frigid and we're all stuck trying to stay indoors and healthy, that's when we dip into music that makes us feel like we're on vacation. On and on, and then the sun will be playing. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We share our favorite songs about getting away this week on Sound Opinions.
Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM-TV, Montana's public television, Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, look for Washington Week at 7:30, Firing Line. At 8 o'clock, Muhammad Ali, Round 2, What's My Name? That's his career, 64 to 70, and BBC World News at 10 o'clock. And that'll keep you occupied if you're going to veg out in front of the TV. But, of course, you're going to leave the radio on because it's Uncle Duke coming in, and he will tickle your ears. Anything else I need to do? No, I just need to play this.
Thank you. son, you gotta work a lot.
No, this is where I want to be speaking. Okay, I'm out of here. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Your Uncle Duke will be drifting in here in a few minutes. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to KGLT, Bozeman, KGLZ, East Helena, serving the Helena Valley.
Stardate February 4th. The stars that outline the head of the big dog are all late in life, but that doesn't mean they're the same age. In fact, their ages vary by about 10 billion years. Canis Major, the big dog, is in the southeast as night falls. It's home to Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky. The head forms a triangle to the left of Sirius during the early evening and above it later on. None of the stars is much to look at. If you line them up at the same distance as Sirius, though, they'd far outshine it. The snout is marked by Theta Canis Majoris. It's about 260 light-years away. The star at the ear is Gamma Canis Majoris. It's a couple of hundred light-years farther. And the star that connects the head and neck, Iota Canis Majoris, is more than 3,000 light-years away. All three stars are at or near the ends of their lives. Because they have different masses, though, they've taken different lengths of time to reach that point. Iota is the